今天晚上跟大家来查考山与殿。
So today I would like to discuss the topic of the mountain and the temple.
啊，这个在描写主耶稣的两种生活。
It depicts two types of lifestyles that Jesus led.
我们先来看马可福音的第三章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 3.
马可福音的第三章。
Mark chapter 3.
Verse 13. 耶稣上了山，随自己的意思叫人来，他便来到他们那里。14. 他就设立十二个人，要他们常和自己同在，也要差他们去传道。
Verse 13. He went up the mountain and called to him those whom he wanted, and they came to him. And he appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, to be with him and to be sent out to proclaim the message.
主耶稣要把神的国在这个地上建立，这是一个很大的事业。
Jesus planned to establish the Lord's kingdom on this earth, and this was a very big endeavor.
但是主耶稣只拣选十二个人。
But Jesus only selected 12.
那以后这个十二个人就完成了神的托付，在使徒行传可以看出来。
And these 12 received the Great Commission. As we see in the book of Acts.
主耶稣要把这个担子交给这十二个人之前呢，要训练他们。
Before giving the 12 this great burden, he needed to train them.
大概训练三年半的时间。
And they were trained for 3.5 years.
我们现在教会比较重要的圣工负责人神学生都有一个条件要信主三年。
And all our appointed positions in our church currently, the representatives and the pastors, they are all trained for 3 years.
很可能跟这个有关系。
And this might be a link.
最少三年，不是说三年就一定能够很成熟来承担圣工。
There's a 3-year minimum requirement. It doesn't mean that in 3 years they will all be mature enough.
因为那个关键是要他们常和自己同在。
It requires them to be together.
他们就十二个使徒要常和自己，就是跟主耶稣同在。
And they often had the apostles had to be together often with Jesus Christ.
所以从被拣选一直到耶稣升天这十二个门徒差不多天天跟着耶稣。
So from the time when they were chosen to the time of Jesus' ascension, they were with Jesus every day.
那这样训练了三年。
And they were trained like this for 3 years.
那如果我们信主以后真的是天天跟着耶稣三年大概相当好。
Now, if each of us, after we believe, we follow Jesus Christ every day for 3 years, then we will be very good.
但是如果不是这样有时候我们发现近了十年要来服侍神，还发现好像不够，操练还不够。
If not, even after 10 years of believing, we might feel that we are still not ready.
所以那个关键最重要不是年，是在乎常常与主同在。
The key lies not in the number of years, but the fact that you are always with Christ.
那以后的目标就是要差他们去传道，要承担圣工，要去传道。
The eventual goal is for them to go out and preach the gospel.
那我们现在就要想主耶稣要这三个人十二个人常常跟自己同在，要做什么
？Now just think about why Jesus wanted these 12 apostles to be with him daily.
我们常常想，我们当父母的话，子女跟我们一起大概有，到高中毕业大概18年了。
As parents, our children might be with us till college, and that would be 18 years.
但是我们常常发现，我们的子女还是没有办法达到我们自己的理想。
And even so, we still feel that they sometimes don't rise to what we our expectations.
但主耶稣只有三年。
But Jesus only had 3 years.
那到底这个三年在做什么
？What did he do during those 3 years?
主耶稣的生活有很多值得学习。
In Jesus' life, there is much to learn.
但是有一种生活我想我们也要一起来学习的。
Let us
今天晚上
study an aspect of his lifestyle.
我们看到约翰福音的第八章。
Let's turn to John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章。
Book of John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
于是个人都回家去了，耶稣却往橄榄山去。第二节。
Verse 2.
清早又回到殿里，众百姓都到他那里去，他就坐下来教训他们。这个地方讲啊，众人都回家去了。
It tells us that each of them went home.
就是在听主耶稣讲道理，看主耶稣在行神迹，听完了就回去了。
Those who had been listening to his gospel and watching him perform miracles, after it was all done, they went home.
但是耶稣却往橄榄山去。
But while Jesus went to the Mount of Olives.
所以他的生活形态跟大家不太一样。
His lifestyle was different from others.
然后第二早又回到殿那里去。
Early the next morning, he returned to the temple.
然后众百姓都来，他就教训他们。
And all the people came to him, and he sat down and began to teach them.
所以我们可以看出来，主耶稣的生活，有一段时间他是爬到橄榄山去。
So in Jesus' life, for a time, he went up to the Mount of Olives.
就是在晚上的时候。
During the evening.
那白天他就走进人群里面去。
And during the day, he would walk into the crowds.
做神要他的做的工作。
To do what God wanted him to do.
所以主耶稣讲了一句很出名的话：“我父做事，我也做事，一直到如今。”
So Jesus made a famous statement saying that.
我的父亲做事哈。我们看第五章哈，约翰第五章。
Let's look to John chapter 5.
十七节。
Verse 17.
约翰第五章十七节。
So in John chapter 5 verse 17, Jesus said, "And my Father is still working, and I also am working."
所以主耶稣啊，就是照着父的旨意天天在地上做事。
So Jesus worked every day according to the will of the Father.
那这个做事啊，就是宣传神国的福音。
And this work would entail preaching the heavenly gospel.
也就是走进人群里面。
And that required going into the crowd.
他埋没在人群里面去影响众人，去把神的恩典带到众人中间去。
He surrounded himself with the crowds in order to influence them. The word.
这是主耶稣的另外一种生活。
So this was his other lifestyle.
所以他有群众的生活，但是他有单独的生活。
So there was a lifestyle where he was always amongst the crowds, and there was a time of solitude.
今天我们常常在想我们到底我们的生活这种形态要怎么来建立。
So sometimes I wonder how we should establish our own lifestyle.
我想最好的生活形态就是主耶稣的生活形态。
So the ideal lifestyle should be Jesus' lifestyle.
因为主耶稣的生活是完全的。
Because his lifestyle was complete.
而且他生活的价值是永远长存的。
And his life's worth is eternal.
因为主耶稣要离世以前。
Before he left this world.
他在约翰福音十七章在向天父祷告。
In John chapter 17, he prays to the Father.
他向神祷告说：“求你跟我一起享受我跟你所有那创世以前的荣耀。”
And he prays the Father to ask him to so that they can enjoy all that they have created.
所以主耶稣活了33年。以后他就很有把握，他要回到天国享受荣耀。
Jesus was here for 33 years, and he was certain that he would go back to heaven and enjoy the reap the reward.
但是我们看到，我们现在很多人都在模仿所罗门的生活。
But many of us today are emulating the lifestyle of Solomon.
当然这个是很令人羡慕的一种生活方式。
Of course, this is an envious lifestyle.
我心里想要什么，我没有禁止不享受的。
Whatever I have, my heart desires, I have never refrained from.
有哪一种比这种生活方式在世界上更值得羡慕呢？
Is there a more worthy lifestyle of envy?
但是所罗门到年纪大，他发现这个是虚空的。
But as Solomon grew older, he realized that it was all vanity.
这个是骗人的，里面是空的。
It's all empty. It's all full of lies.
所以有时候我们常常想我们到底一生要怎么来安排我们的生活？
So sometimes when we think about how we should plan out our life.
最好的就是跟着主耶稣。
The best model to follow would be what Jesus did.
跟着主耶稣，你要断气的时候，天上神就在等你。我们荣耀，神的荣耀就在等我们。
If we follow Jesus' life, that when we are about to breathe our last breath, then the Heavenly Father will be waiting to take us.
那主耶稣的生活就是 啊，我们刚刚所读的啊，上山又入到殿里面去。
So Jesus' life involved going up to the mountains and also going to the temple.
好，我们现在来看哦，主耶稣上山做什么
？So what? Let's study what he does when he's up in the mountains.
那我对我们有什么意思
？And what does it mean for us?
啊，我们现在看啊，《路加福音》21章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 21.
啊，《路加福音》21章。
Luke chapter 21. Verse 37.
这里说，耶稣每日在殿里教训人，每夜出城，在一座山名叫做橄榄山住宿。
Every day he was teaching in the temple, and at night he would go out and spend the night on the Mount of Olives, as it was called.
啊，三十八节。众百姓清早到圣殿。到耶稣那里要听他讲道。
And all the people would get up early in the morning to listen to him in the temple.
这个三十七节说耶稣到橄榄山去住。
So verse 37 tells us that he would go up and spend the night at the mountain.
那三十八节说他去啊教训众人做圣工。
And then he would go to the temple to do the holy work.
那这个三十七节就告诉我们哦。如果我们要做圣工啊，我们要学习主耶稣的生活方式。
So verse 37 teaches us that if we want to do holy work, then we must follow this lifestyle.
就是常常上到橄榄山去住宿。
We must frequently spend the night at the Mount of Olives.
那是什么意思
？What does that mean?
就是生活要简单。
Means that we need to lead a simple lifestyle.
生活简单啊，我们心啊才会安静。
Only when we have a simple lifestyle will we have a quiet heart.
哦，心有安静了，哦，我们在做圣工啊，啊，你就会发现有力量。
And once we have a quiet heart, then we will have strength when we do holy work.
生活一复杂，心就安静不下来。
Once our life becomes complicated, then our hearts cannot be quiet.
因为你有太多事情了。
Because there's too many things going on.
那你即使进到圣殿来做圣工，整个头脑都是事情。
Even if you come to the temple to do work, your mind will be full of other things.
那这个心一失去了安静了，做圣工没有力量。
And once your heart is no longer quiet, then there is no strength to do holy work.
所以这个心中安静了，有时候就是因为我们有机会能够离开众人啊，在神面前呢、啊，跟神一起交通。
The quiet heart comes from leaving the crowd so that you are one with God.
所以这个是啊，生活简单的第一个好处。
That is the first benefit of having a simple life.
那第二个好处。
Second.
生活简单，我们人才能够很专心的做圣工。
Only by having a simple life can we focus on doing holy work.
做神的工啊，需要专心。
And we need to focus when we do holy work.
啊，人如果生活太复杂。
If our lives are too complicated,
我每天回到家里面精疲力竭。
We will be very tired when we go home every night.
我真的没有多余的时间呢、啊，或者精力在做什么工作。
We will not have extra time or energy to do other work.
那你看到主耶稣上到橄榄山上，那个时候也没有电啊。
When Jesus walked up the mountain, there was no electricity up there.
那的现代的娱乐设施，主耶稣都没有啊。
Jesus did not have the modern entertainment centers.
所以我们常常想说什么叫做正常。
So sometimes we wonder what is considered normal.
跟主耶稣一样就是正常。
Doing what Jesus did would be normal.
那主耶稣就是来做给我们做人的榜样。
Jesus Christ serves as an example for us.
但是我们现在不正常变正常。
But for us today, what is unnatural has become natural.
正常变不正常。
What is natural is now unnatural.
如果有一个人生活跟主一样。
If a person lives like Jesus did.
很单纯，家里也没有电视。
Lived a simple life without a television at home.
他信生活很简单，那我们就觉得说，你信耶稣是不是信道有一点不太正常
？If he lived such a simple life, that we might wonder if he has gone a little bit off in being a Christian.
所谓正常，就是一切的娱乐设施你都要有。
Because for us, having a normal lifestyle means having all the entertainment facilities.
那现代的设施一定要有。
And we must have all the modern conveniences.
所以你没有就是跟大家不一样，不一样你就有点不太正常。
And if you don't have these things, you are not normal.
但是我们看主耶稣。
But Jesus Christ.
他的生活很简单。
His life was very simple.
啊，什么就是简单
？What does it mean？
也就跟 跟追求神的国、神的义哦，没有关系的事情，尽量简化。
It means reducing all those things that do not pertain to seeking the Lord's kingdom and His will.
我们人生的目标是神的国跟神的义。
The Lord's kingdom and His will is our focus.
跟这个没有关系的，能够尽量减少。
Whatever does not pertain to it, we should reduce.
那这个就是生活简单。
That is what it means to have a simple lifestyle.
那这样的话，我们才能跟主一样。
Only then can we be like Jesus.
我们做圣工会很专心。
And then we can be focused on doing holy work.
所以主耶稣每天到晚上到天圣殿到橄榄山去住。
So Jesus would spend every night at the Mount of Olives.
那我们常常觉得说，那这个生活太无聊了。
We might think that this lifestyle is too boring.
一到橄榄山说没有黑暗了。
You go up to the mountain, there's nothing. It's just darkness.
好，无聊是因为我们站在我们一般人的经验来想无聊。
But it is only boring if we put it in perspective of our usual experience.
但是如果我们进到主耶稣的经验，你觉得说主耶稣生活很无聊吗？
But if you step into the shoes of Jesus, then in his experiences, would it really be that dull?
他说我来是要叫人得生命。
He says, I am here to save souls.
得着更丰盛的生命。
To receive a more bountiful.
那如果主耶稣能给我更丰盛的生命？
So if Jesus can give us a more bountiful life.
我想他的心中会很空虚吗？他会很无聊吗？
Then would his heart be dull and empty?
绝对不会。
Of course not.
那为什么主耶稣的生活虽然到橄榄山，好像什么都没有，但是不会孤单，不会无聊
？So why is it that Jesus, even though he goes up to the Mount of Olives, he is never bored?
我们先回再来看路加二十二章。
Let's continue looking at Luke chapter 22.
39节。
Verse 39.
路加二十二章。
Luke chapter 22, verse 39.
说耶稣出来，照常往橄榄山去。门徒也随着他，四十节，
40.
到那个地方就对他们说：“你们要祷告，免得入了迷惑。”这里圣经说主耶稣照常往橄榄山去。
So here it says that he went to the Mount of Olives as was his custom.
也就是说，常常去，而不是只一次而已。
In other words, he often went, not just once.
他去做什么
？What did he do？
四十节，
verse 40.
告诉门徒说：“你们要祷告。”
He told the disciples pray.
所以他带门徒到橄榄山去祷告。
So he brought the disciples up to pray.
有一次祷告到容貌放光，衣服洁白。
So there was once when he prayed till the heavenly light shone and his clothes were white shone too as well.
在山上祷告到变貌。
And he prayed till he was transformed.
那我们想主耶稣的生活无聊吗
？So would his life really be that dull?
我们现在看摩西上到西乃山上四十昼夜。
Let's think about how Moses was up in the Mount Sinai for 40 years.
会无聊吗？
Was he bored?
圣经说他跟神在讲话。
The Bible tells us that he talked to God.
然后以色列那些长老在山下很远远的观看神。
And then the elders stood at the base of the mountain and looked at God.
看到神的荣耀显在他身上。
They saw the glory of God in the mountain.
他们就很满足。
And they were fulfilled.
那个本身就是一种享受。
That is a source of enjoyment.
享受神。
To enjoy God.
所以他不会无聊的。
And they will not be bored.
你看我们现在的生活。
Look at our own lives today.
有时候电视坏了一个礼拜，你都手脚不晓得回家不晓得怎么生活。
If our TV broke for a week, we probably don't know what to do with our hands and our feet.
真的，我觉得什么都没有了。
Feels like we have nothing left.
所以我们很容易你失去什么东西，马上就觉得。失去安全感，失去好像什么东西。
As soon as we lose something, we feel like we've lost a sense of security.
但是主耶稣什么都没有，但是很丰富。
But Jesus had nothing, and yet he was fulfilled.
所以他上到橄榄山就是常常去祷告。
He went up to the Mount of Olives so that he can pray.
所以他说：“我在神里面，神在我里面，我跟神是合一的。”
That's why he says that I am in Christ, and Christ is in me, and so we are God is in me, so we are one.
就他每天到橄榄山去。
It's because every day he went up to the mountain.
什么世俗的事情都没有。
There was nothing secular there.
跟神在交通。
He communicated with God.
神充满在他里面。
And God was filled in him.
他感觉很满足。
And so he was satisfied.
这个就是主耶稣生活的一个层面。
And that was his life.
他常常花时间跟神在一起。
Every day he spent time with God.
好，那这个常常祷告被神充满在他里面呢，有一个很重要的表现。
So, being one who prayed daily and having God filled in him, this was shown in a particular manner.
好，我们现在看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to Isaiah.
11章。以赛亚书十一章。
Isaiah chapter 11.
第一节。
First one.
到第二节。
And two.
以赛亚书十一章的第一节到第二节。
Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1 and 2.
从耶西的本必发一条，从他的根生的枝子必结果子。第二节。
Verse
2. 主的灵必住在他的身上，就是使他有智慧和聪明的灵。谋略和能力的点，知识和敬畏神的点，这个地方说从耶西他的本要发一条。
Here it says that from the stump of Jesse a branch will grow.
这个就指的主耶稣啊。
This means represents Jesus.
然后第二节就提到神的灵住在他身上。
Then verse 2 says that the spirit of the Lord shall rest on him.
那今天呢，神的灵也住在我们身上。
Today the spirit of the Lord dwells in us.
就像当时住在耶稣的身上。
As it once rested upon Jesus.
但是主耶稣那个时候从神的灵所得到的那一种灵里面的造就跟充满，好像我们现在比较少见。
But that kind of spiritual edification and fulfillment that he received, it seems like it's rare today for us.
不是神的灵有改变。
It's not that the Spirit of the Lord has changed.
神的灵没有改变。
The Lord's Spirit has not changed.
那改变是我们跟神的那一种相交、那一种亲密的程度跟主耶稣不一样。
Our closeness, our relationship with God is what is different.
那如果我们跟主一样被神的灵充满。
If we are like Jesus and filled with the Spirit of the Lord.
所以说有智慧跟聪明。
Then we will be filled with wisdom and knowledge.
有谋略跟能力。
Counsel and might,
有知识跟敬畏
and knowledge and fear.
这个每一个都很重要。
Each one of these things are very important.
如果我们只有知识没有敬畏神，
if we only have knowledge and no fear of the Lord,
魔鬼对神也有知识。
Well, even Satan has knowledge of Jesus.
但他没有敬畏的心啊。
But then he does not have fear.
那有什么用呢？
And what's the point?
但是我们看主耶稣在地上很尊重他的父。
Jesus Christ, when he was on earth, revered the Father.
他不求自己的荣耀，只求父的荣耀。
He did not ask for his own glory, but the glory of the Father.
不照自己的意思，只照父的意思。
And he acted not according to his will, but the Lord's will.
对神有敬畏的心。
Because he feared and revered the Lord.
那人有神的灵在里面感动，我们对神会认识加深，我们就不敢来，我们就会对神有敬畏。
When we are filled with the Spirit of the Lord, then we will not do other things, and we will know how to revere Him.
前面一句说有谋略跟能力。
So it also tells us that it gives us counsel and might.
如果只有谋略，有时候我们的谋略没有办法成就。
Sometimes if we only have counsel and no might, then we might not be able to act upon it.
你有理想，你可以告诉人说你的婚姻怎么怎么做，你才会圆满。
You might have ideals and tell people how this is what you need to do to have a good marriage.
但是你没有能力。
But you have no power.
没有能力，那个谋略没有办法实现。
Without the might, then you can't make what you counsel into reality.
所以谋略加上能力那个神的国那个理想才能够实现。
So only with counsel and might can the plan of the heavenly kingdom take place.
还有智慧跟聪明。
And then not with knowledge and fear.
这个就是主耶稣上到山上里面从神不断去领受的。
And this is what Jesus continually received on the mountain from God.
那主耶稣这个从神所领受的就在他做圣工当中就表现出来。
And what Jesus received from God he showed in his work.
我们现在回到约翰福音第八章来看。
Let's go back to John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
所以说主耶稣回到殿里去教训他们。
So then,
第二节。
So early in the morning, he came back to the temple to teach them.
那马上从第三节开始，一个问题需要让他来处理。
And then beginning from verse 3, there is a problem that he needs to resolve.
真的，我们人跟神的关系有多好，我们人的灵性到什么程度，有时候很安静坐着看不出来。
To see...Sometimes we can't tell what our relationship with God is when things are quiet.
但是在我们处理事情的时候， 啊，我们的灵性，我们跟神的关系就表现出来。
But our spirituality and our relationship with God can show be shown in times of trouble.
那这个第三节开始就是讲文士跟法利赛人就带着一个行淫被拿的妇人来站在中间。
So in verse 3, the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery and stand before them.
文士整个头脑都是东西啊。
So the scribes are full of knowledge.
所以圣经说文士受教从府库中就拿出新旧的东西，文士懂很多。
So they knew everything and could bring it out from the hat.
那法利赛人。
And then the Pharisees.
这个对摩西的律法也是很通的。
They were very well versed in the Mosaic law.
但是第六节哈。
But in verse 6,
说他们说这个话是要在试探耶稣。
They said this to test Jesus.
要得告他的把柄。
So that they might have some charge to bring against him.
所以现在主耶稣面对两个问题。
So Jesus faced two situations.
一个问题是文士法利赛人怎么处理。
One, he had to deal with the scribes and the Pharisees.
那第二个就是对这个妇人怎么处理。
Second, he had to deal with this adulterous woman.
那这个两个有关系的。
And these two are related.
这个一个非常难的难题。
This is a very difficult situation.
那在这个处理当中，我们发现哦，主耶稣把问题处理好了，但是非常的平静。
We can see, and through this whole experience, how when Jesus resolved the situation, everything was peaceful.
所以我们看这个第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
第九节。
Verse 9.
他们听见的话，从老到少，一个一个出去，只剩下耶稣一人。这里说一个一个走，只剩耶稣一人。
So one by one they left, leaving only Jesus.
那主耶稣就说啊，他们没有定你的罪吗
？And then Jesus said, "Has no one condemned you?"
没有了。
No.
所以本来带来问题那一群人啊，现在一个一个走了。
So those who had brought this problem walked away one by one.
所以问题解决了，但是很平静。
And once the situation was resolved, it was very peaceful.
这个不简单。
This is very difficult.
解决问题要有智慧。
It requires wisdom to solve such situations.
但是问题解决完会很和平、很和睦，这要有属灵的智慧。
And to resolve a situation peacefully requires spiritual wisdom.
那主耶稣那个时候，如果翻开摩西五经来，这个原文怎么讲？我想大家眼红脖子粗，就可能就大声起来，就动手起来了。
Now, if Jesus Christ brought out the Mosaic law and interpreted it according to its original language, it would have caused a riot.
但是主耶稣很有智慧。
That Jesus was full of wisdom.
处理完很平静。
And when he resolved the situation, was peaceful.
大家回去了，一句话都不讲，没话讲。
Everybody went home without a word to say.
所以这种上头的智慧就是跟神灵交，从神领受的。
And this kind of higher wisdom comes from his interaction with God.
所以雅各书里面说地上的智慧。
So in Psalm.
雅各 James.
James it says.
地上的智慧啊。
That the wisdom of this world earth
会让人嫉妒
will cause envy
纷争
strife
还有引起各样的坏事
and all other evil things
只有上头来的智慧
only wisdom from heaven
是和平的
is peace
是温良的是柔顺的
is gentle
那主耶稣有的就是上头的智慧
and what Jesus has is wisdom from the heavens
所以我们在看到服侍人当中很和平很温柔
So as he worked in amongst the people, it was always very peaceful.
这个就是上到山上去，有跟神在灵交，他灵充满以后一种变化。
And this is a transformation that comes from his relationship with God in the mountain.
所以我们看这么多人一直问要怎么办，这个妇人要怎么办
？Many people asked him what they should do with this adulterous woman.
主耶稣从来没有动怒
，But Jesus didn't say anything.
非常平静安稳。
He's very calm and very gentle.
我们现在看那个马太福音十二章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 12.
马太福音十二章。
Matthew chapter 12.
十八节。
Verse 18.
看啊，我的仆人，我所拣选、所亲爱、心里所喜悦的，我要将我的灵赐给他，他必将公理传给外邦。十九节。
19.
他不增进，也不喧嚷，街上也没有人听见他的声音。这个十九节是在讲主耶稣的属灵素质。
In verse 19, it depicts Jesus' spiritual, what his spiritual outlook is like.
他不增进，也不喧嚷。
He will not wrangle or cry aloud.
那街上人也没有听见他的声音。
Nor will anyone hear his voice in the street.
主耶稣这个人很安静，很平稳。
Jesus Christ was a very quiet character.
那这从哪里来
？And how did this happen?
十八节说，我将我的灵赐给他。
Verse 18, it tells us, because I have put my spirit upon him.
神的灵住在我们里面。
God's spirit lives within us.
我们就平静安稳。
So that we can be peaceful.
不容易被激动。
And we will not be riled up.
那第二个，主耶稣我们在看，他处理事情很有智慧。
Second, we can see how much wisdom Jesus has in dealing with situations.
那些文士法利赛人要来试探他。
The scribes and the Pharisees came to test him.
现在主耶稣怎么办呢？
What was Jesus to do?
首先呢，主耶稣要让这些文士法利赛人看清楚自己。
First, he wanted to ensure that the scribes and Pharisees looked at themselves.
这个是问题的关键。
And that was the situation.
当然，那个法利赛那个淫妇犯奸淫，这也是问题。
Yes, it is a problem that this woman had committed adultery.
但是现在这个文士法利赛人他懂得道理，他只是用那个尺度在衡量别人，这个也是问题。
But the fact that the scribes and the Pharisees used the law to judge others, that was a problem too.
所以主耶稣要把这个他们的心里的注意力转移到自己身上。
So Jesus needed to turn the focus back onto the scribes and the Pharisees.
那如果他们的注意力也回转到自己身上，问题就没有了。
And once they turn their attention upon themselves, then the problem is solved.
所以主耶稣说，谁没有罪打他。
So Jesus said, let anyone amongst you without sin.
你要打以前，你先想哦，我有没有罪。
So if you want to strike her, first think whether you have sin.
那你就把那个注意力就转移在我身上啊。
So he shifted the focus onto the self.
大家想一想。
And everybody thought.
我也犯过奸淫呢。
But yeah, maybe I committed adultery.
但我也犯过很严重的罪啊。
Well, maybe I committed some other serious sin.
当人的注意力回转到他自己身上，我们发现我们原来是一个蒙恩的罪人。
And so once when a person shifts focus onto oneself and realize that we are all full of sin.
我们真的有很多的缺点。
We have very many shortcomings.
那这样我们很多事情我们就嘴巴就淹起来不敢讲了，因为我有很多缺点呢。
So then we have to shut ourselves up because we have very many shortcomings.
我们不是完全人呢。
Because we are not perfect.
我们怎么能够对别人太苛刻呢？
How can we just be so picky upon others?
所以这部分就解决了。
And so that solved the situation.
所以这就讲完之后，他没有再回来找主耶稣。你怎么这样办他？你怎么这样？每一个人就觉得自己有罪就走了。
And everybody walked away feeling that they are full of sin, so and they didn't question him.
所以大家看到自己的软弱就安静下来。
And when everybody saw their own weakness,
那没有看到自己的软弱，只看到那淫妇犯奸淫，那糟糕了。
Now, before, when they only saw the sin of the adulterous woman and not their own sin, then it was a problem.
你要怎么办？怎么办？就大家都有话讲。
Because everybody would have something to say.
这个就是主的智慧。
But this was the wisdom of Jesus.
使大家的注意力转移到自己身上。
He shifted the focus onto the self.
大家觉得自己不配去定别人，那就没有问题。
So then, everybody felt unworthy to condemn someone else.
那对这个淫妇怎么解决？
Now, how did he solve the problem with this adulterous woman?
主耶稣来有怜悯。
Now Jesus Christ was full of forgiveness.
有恩典。
Of grace.
所以主耶稣说，他没有定你的罪吗？
Jesus said, did they condemn you?
我也不定你的罪。
And neither do I.
但是前面说，你们谁没有罪，用石头打他。
But previously he said, let you without sin first be the first to cast a stone.
这个是公义。
That was justice.
让大家没话讲。
And so no one had any words.
既然没有打你，好，怜悯，让你去。不可以再犯。
But since they didn't condemn you, then there is forgiveness. Go and sin no more.
我们从这个主耶稣回答看到他的公义，也看到他的慈爱。
So from Jesus' response, we can see his justice and his love.
所以我们再看主耶稣的服侍，真的是完全的。
But when Jesus served, it was complete.
把他的本性完全表露出来。
He completely showed his character.
他的安静。
His quiet,
他的智慧
his wisdom,
他的公义
his justice,
他的仁爱
his mercy,
完全表露出来
He exhibited all of these.
那这个就是我们需要学习
And this is what we need to learn.
那怎么学习
How?
要常常上到山上
But often, frequently going up to the mountain
跟主耶稣在一起
And being with God.
读一段圣经好好去想
When we read a passage in the Bible, think about it.
去学
And learn.
主就在圣经里面呢
God is in the Bible.
那这样我们就能够回到殿里面来服侍神。
And afterwards we can return to the temple to serve him.
所以你现在主耶稣心里火热，心里为神的殿着急，如同火在烧。
So Jesus was filled with zeal to at the temple. He was filled with fire.
你像如果热心火心里火热，好像火在烧，有时候就很难控制哦。
And sometimes if we are filled with too much fire, then it's hard to control.
因为火很火热啊。
Because you're about that.
但是主耶稣心里火热，好像火在烧。
But Jesus was full of fire.
但是抓得很稳哦。
But he was steady.
很聪明，很有智慧，很平稳，抓得很稳。
You're steady and you're wise.
神的事情做得很好。
And Jesus did well.
所以真的我们要向主学习。
So this is how we should learn.
通过我们的服事，让神的名得到荣耀。
We should glorify Jesus, God's name through our work.
让教会得到造就。
And so that the church would be edified.
让我们自己也得到益处。
And then we can benefit.